they're preparing for the holidays at our house, Rosedale Nows, as well as at your house, wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. We'd love to hear from you at 1-888-767-4348. We've had a couple calls come in already this morning. We have an open line for you if you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348. We're talking about just a few ideas right now about reducing your stress on preparing for the holiday season. And I don't know.
The article, if you get our weekly newsletter, it goes out Thursdays via email, has a link to our article. Then it's our top, it's our featured blog at our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com. Minimize holiday stress by organizing decorations and wrapping before the holidays. The end of the article has three golden rules of the professional organizer. Number one, vertical is visible, horizontal is hidden. If items get stacked, you can't see what's at the bottom. Number two, store it where you use it. I have a follow-up to that. As it relates to gifts, store it where you will remember it. It's happened more than once where I'm going to hide a gift, and I find a gift that I had bought earlier the year or years ago, and I hid it, and I forgot that I had bought it and hid it in this place. I'm like, oh. And sometimes, especially when you have kids, it's like, they're too old for this now. It's like, you got something brand new you're putting in the Goodwill. It's almost like, here's another architect idea for the perfect house. Everyone needs their own gift locker that only you can access.
Oh, great gift idea. Locker. Yes. I know the grandkids were over the other day, and I thought I had this perfect hiding place until one of them came
What's
out
this?
And said, what's this?
Yeah. That's like, a whole lot of none of your business. Put it back. And then number three, everything needs to have one home. I like that, one home. Mm-hmm. And I'm horrible with keys. And I think, oh, this will be a better spot to put it. And then I'm like, where did I set my keys last? But I've gotten better about that. I do have one spot for the keys every single time. And
well, as you get older, that gets worse. And I have a friend who said she'd been watching a video, and it just talked about the importance of those habits and doing the same thing every time. I spent half my life looking for stuff. So I'm really trying to establish habits. Good habits, good discipline.
It can make a big difference, that for sure. And one of the topics I was going to bring up in reducing stress is I would encourage all of you to measure where you are ingesting your news.
Amen.
And that's the other point is I can testify of having multiple friends over the course of the past 14 to 18 months who have literally developed the discipline of not ingesting news at the diet level they had prior, where it was constantly always on in the background. So pick your diet of information and sample it all in moderate doses. And don't allow it to build you up to a place where it's causing you anxiety. At the point your anxiety is being driven up by your seeking of information, might be a good time just to reel back, sit back, and take a breath. So that is one thing that is unanimous almost amongst all of my very, very closest friends. We've all shared that one element in the last 18 to 24 months, is that we limit.
One source that I really like, it comes weekly, and it's still like physical newspaper, is the Epoch Times. And I've been saving this one for a couple weeks. It ties beautifully into our article. Fall shows us the beauty of letting go, as we're talking about organizing and cleaning up. And there's one in here that we missed. We talked about going through your closet. We mentioned that. Going through your cupboards. We mentioned that. Clean out your computer. deleting anything that you no longer need, making sure your memory space, you know, your desktop isn't overpolluted. There are a couple people at the office. I think, like, my desk, I have a hard time with all the paper I have and articles and keeping it nicely organized. But my computer desktop is always clean. I look at some of the other desktops when somebody goes, so I'm like, how do you find any files on there at all? You've got so many things cluttered on your desktop. But how can you – that would just – that clutter would drive me nuts. But that was one that I thought was another, as we're talking about cleaning and organizing, you know, the computer's a good one. And, you know, that could probably apply to your smartphone as well. Heck, for a lot of people, that is their personal computer, is a smartphone, especially the younger generations that have never had laptops and have phones, tablets. That's all they think a computer is.
And, Romy, you know, I never knew until I started working in the office with you that was – you had to build in that time. I mean, I just kept throwing stuff in there, and then I don't know what I thought would happen to it, but you have to clean it out. And the other thing is I mentioned the Start Mail last week. It has just changed my email experience completely, because on the Gmail, I get so much junk in there. I have thousands of things I need to go through and delete. I just don't want to take the time. But Start Mail, they cannot get to you unless you have signed up for it. So there's no advertising. It's $30 a year, but it is worth every penny, because I don't have to spend any time deleting.
So do you have to create a new email address?
Or? Yes, it's startmail.com. So you go in there and
so
you
sign up. So
it'd
be like Jennifer at smartmail.com would
yes.
be the new URL.
It's Startmail. Sorry, Startmail. So anyway, it was recommended by Kim Commando, and I cannot believe when you open it, you're like, oh my gosh. There's really nothing extra in here. I feel like something's missing.
No, that's the first 10 minutes of my day is deleting emails. A lot of them I signed up for, and I keep the newsletter because at times I do want to read it. But I've signed up for so many read rescription. I simply just can't do them all. So I rotate through them, and you know I've got a system pattern. But it still takes 10 minutes in the morning just getting my email down to, okay, here's what is really business related for, you know, today's operations.
One other tip that Bridges had in there was only handle your physical mail once. So if you're going to take the time to go out to the mailbox, you grab your mail, you walk straight to the
trash can,
and as you look and pitch, you don't make it a pile and then do it again and do it again. Just go straight to your.
One of my favorite exercises with junk mail, I go right to the shredder.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right in, and I'm done. I should get a hamster, because I got so much stuff that I shred. I mean, I could sell this stuff. So.
Now, I have a P.O. box for my personal mail, and the only reason I did that is because I didn't have a mailbox when I was building my home. So if I was going to get mail, and this was just long enough ago, a lot of the online pay services that, you know, are done digitally now, I was still getting the insurance, still getting the electric bill. And yes, you have an electric bill before you have a house, because you have to have the electricity to operate the tools to build your house.
So
it's a very interesting process in building it. And I had just kept it by default because I just never felt like going through and changing my address to all the
every place it applies.
Well, and then if you were gone for 4 or 5 days, your mail piles up in the P.O. box. Nobody ever sees it piling up at your physical location as a sign that, you know, you're not there for a few days. So it was a very, very convenient way. And I will say, I have noticed that has kept it. When people give you, when you give a P.O. box, it seems like a lot of places don't even add that to their direct mailer list. The only direct mail I get is for a local real estate agent. About every week she sends one out. But other than that, I don't get any junk mail.
Nice.
So there's a few tips on.
I have no idea if it has to do with the P.O. box, but it sure seems to.
A few tips we're sharing with y'all on things you can do to kind of organize your life and consider establishing some new habits. If there's a project you'd like to try and tackle before the holidays, before your guests arrive, and you're not sure how to get that project started, what tools you might need, or maybe a project's been started, like that gift Romy bought for me 3 years ago and just found in his closet. You know, maybe it's a project that started some time ago but not finished. Well, maybe if you'd call us, we could kind of give you the tip of what little piece of motivation it might take, what piece, what right piece of material it might take, what tool it might take to go ahead and wrap that little project up and get it done and knock it off the to-do list before the holiday season rolls in, before all the guests arrive. Travel seems like it's very close to being back to normal. The traveling we're doing, the traveling we've seen other people doing, it's not like it was a year ago when we had the airport to yourself. So these are all ways you can help get ready to enjoy, with an open mind, a decluttered life, the opportunity to enjoy all the things you've got coming up this holiday season.
Then back on the topic of junk mail, I received this at the office this week, the reminder to get your warranty for your service lines. If you've seen this or hadn't received this yet, we'll be talking about it on the reverse side of this break.